God is good all the time. And we're kind of continuing, we are continuing our thought of our hope. And last week we talked about that we are created for the purpose of glorifying God and that He desires our fellowship. And we also found out that, I talked about the definition is hope is defined as a feeling of expectation and a desire for a certain thing to happen, we're looking for, and it is a feeling of trust. And as we looked at the scriptures, we found that we are created to glorify God and He also wants to have our fellowship. And we know that the only way that we can have fellowship is through the Lord Jesus Christ and the blood that He shed for us. And it is only through Jesus that we can begin to understand the meaning of the phrase, hope in thy word, and how this glorifies God. So I'd like to start back, we read this last week, but Psalm 71:5. Psalm 71 and verse 5. For thou art my hope, O Lord God, for thou art my trust from my youth. And because of Jesus, we're able to say, as the psalmist says, you are my hope, you are my trust. Now I'd like to go to Psalm 27. We're going to be in Psalms for a little bit. Psalm 27 and 13 and 14. I have to tell you today, God is good. Usually I have four sets of notes. This time I sat down and I typed it all in my computer as I was doing it. And it printed off this morning, but then as I was reviewing it this afternoon, I had some editing that I did, and my printer wouldn't work. So I have my editing notes, but at least printed it off once, because otherwise I'd had to handwrite everything. But God is good. So pray for our printer. So, but I just have to share that because my hope was... My hope was in my computer and my printer today, and the Lord just kind of taught me a little mini lesson there that I was relying on the technology and getting a little frustrated, but handwriting is good. So Psalm 27:13-14. I had fainted unless I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait on the Lord. Be of good courage, and He shall strengthen thine heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. When we want to be weary, and we all get weary in the battle, we're to keep believing. We are to keep reminding ourselves and others, because sometimes the Lord uses us to encourage others, to have hope and to wait on the Lord. And we glorify God when we trust Him for our strength. Yeah. Psalm 43 and verse 5. Psalm 43 and verse 5. Why art thou cast down, O my soul? And why art thou disquieted within me? Hope in God, for I shall yet praise Him who is the health of my countenance and my God. And did you know that others can look at us and tell when we're down, when we're discouraged? We can look at somebody in the eyes and tell if they're hurting. The eyes are the windows to the soul is what they say. And, people can tell when we're discouraged or when we feel like there's no hope. And when we start to become that way, we need to encourage ourselves. And we also that's when we should ask for others to lift us up in prayer. Yes. I've learned that the hard way. That I need to ask ones to hold me up in prayer. And then, as our soul, why are you cast down? Why are you worrying about this? We need to encourage ourselves to hope. And our hope is in God. When we hope in Him, it shows in our countenance. Can you tell when somebody's not discouraged? Maybe they're still going through the trial, but they have hope that the trial is going to end. You can tell. They're not stooped over. They're not, There's just a difference in how they carry themselves and in their face. Countenance means a person's face or facial expression. That's what that word means. We glorify God when others can see our hope. We don't have to tell them necessarily. They can see it. Psalm 62, verse 5, starting with verse 5. There was a lot of fives in here. Psalm 62, and starting in verse 5. I guess there's only seven verses in this chapter, sorry. I cried unto thee, O Lord, I said, thou art my refuge and my portion in the land of the living. I'm in the wrong chapter. What am I in? Oh, I'm in 140. What did I do? Oh, I don't know what I did. I'm in 142. And I was reading it, I was going, that doesn't sound right. And that's why there's only 62, or why there's only seven verses. 62. I clicked on 62 at one point. 62 and 5. Now there are more than eight verses in this chapter. Yeah. I am. Okay, I'm with that now. My soul, wait thou only upon God, for my expectation is from him. He only is my rock and my salvation. He is my defense. I shall not be moved. In God is my salvation and my glory. The rock of my strength and my refuge is in God. Refuge is in God. Trust in him at all times. Ye people, pour out your heart before him. God is a refuge for us. Selah. So he's saying, meditate on that. Think about it. Chew on it. God wants us to bring our burdens to him and trust him with them. This is one of those editing, so I have arrows going places. When we know that our hope is in God alone, we can have the patience, and how we have that is through prayer and the strength of the Lord to wait on him. We glorify God when we trust and wait on him. The next one is another one. I have a lot of arrows, so bear with me. Psalm 71. I'll try to get the right verse. Psalm 71 and verse 12, starting with verse 12. O God, be not far from me. O my God, make haste for my help. Let them be confounded and consumed that are adversaries to my soul. Let them be covered with reproach and dishonor that seek my hurt. But I will hope continually and will yet praise thee more and more. My mouth shall show forth thy righteousness and thy salvation all the day, for I know not the numbers thereof. I will go in the strength of the Lord God. I will make mention of thy righteousness, even of thine only. Even as ones come against us, we're still to have hope. God will take care of our enemies. We don't need to worry about that. And Gordon and I, we lived through a time, and God took care of our enemies. We had a real struggle with a neighbor, but God came in. The more we hope in him, the more we can praise him. And we should always be in praise of him and for the things that he does. Because sometimes he's doing things in the background that we're not aware of. It is in his strength alone that we can go on. And by praising him, we glorify God. Psalm 112 and verse 7. He shall not be afraid of evil tidings. His heart is fixed, trusting in the Lord. I like that. The heart is fixed. It is stayed in one spot, and that is in the hope of the Lord. And we should not fear the evil that is going on around us when our heart is fixed on the Lord. And when our heart is fixed and our hope is fixed on him, we're glorifying God. Psalm 119. Psalm 119, starting with verse 40. Can't find 40. Okay. Yeah. I thought I was in the wrong chapter again. Behold, I have longed after thy precepts. Quicken me in thy righteousness. Let thy mercies come also unto me, O Lord, even thy salvation according to thy word. So shall I have wherewith to answer him that reproacheth me, for I trust in thy word. When we know his word and we trust in it completely, we can answer ones that would come against us accordingly. We should always answer according to the word of God. We can never do it in our own wisdom. We should never try to do it in our own wisdom. And we glorify God by knowing his word. Psalm 130, starting with verse 5. This is our last psalm verse for tonight. Psalm 130 and verse 5. I wait for the Lord, my soul doth wait, and in his word do I hope. My soul waiteth for the Lord more than they that watch for the morning. I say more than they that watch for the morning. I thought about this. When you're going through a trial and you're waiting for that trial, the darkness to end. We are to glorify God. Or we glorify God, however you want to look at it. When we desire him, when we seek him above all else, even when we seek him and we trust him, not being able to see the end of the trial, we glorify God. Okay, Jeremiah. Jeremiah 17, verse 7. Blessed is the man that trusteth in the Lord and whose hope the Lord is. For he shall be as a tree planted by the waters and that spreadeth out her roots by the river and shall not see when heat cometh. But her leaf shall be green and shall not be careful in the year of drought. Neither shall cease from yielding fruit. We are blessed when we hope in the Lord. We glorify God when we hope and trust him and not worry about the things that might and sometimes do come against us. And when we do that, the Lord can work in us and there's fruit. There's growth. And that's how we glorify God. We're going to go to the New Testament now. 1 Thessalonians 5:8. 1 Thessalonians 5:8. I'm just going to let you know now, right now, I just touched the surface. And then I saw some more scriptures, and that was kind of like going off on a whole nother thought. And I thought, okay, we got to stop. So I encourage you guys to look into this yourselves and just search more. 1 Thessalonians 5:8. But let us who are of the day be sober, putting on the breastplate of faith and love, and for an helmet, the hope of salvation. Trusting and hoping in the Lord is part of the armor that we should have at all times. I had never thought about that. I mean, I had, but, until I started saying, that's part of the armor, is trusting and hoping. Knowing that he is with us fighting our battle should fill us with an abundance of hope. And when we know that, that's how we glorify God. Yeah, so the armor. I learned something more about the armor today, or this week when I was studying. I always tell my kids you can learn at least one thing every time from something. I learned a lot more than that, but. Okay, Hebrews 6, 13 through 20. This is another one. I encourage you to get in there and read and study for yourself. For when God made promise to Abraham, because he could swear by no greater, he swore by himself, saying, surely, blessing I will bless thee, and multiplying I will multiply thee. And so after he had patiently endured, after he trusted and hoped, he obtained the promise. For men verily swear by the greater, and an oath for confirmation is to them an end of all strife. Wherein God, willing more abundantly to show unto the heirs of promise the immutability of his counsel, confirmed it by an oath. That by two immutable things, in which it was impossible for God to lie, we might have a strong consolation, who have fled for refuge to lay hold upon the hope set before us. Which hope we have as an anchor of the soul, both sure and steadfast, and which entereth into that within the veil. Whither the forerunner is for us entered, even Jesus, made a high priest forever after the order of Melchizedek. It's an anchor. An anchor holds something in place. We can't be, you know, and I'm amazed. I see these big ships and I see these anchors and they just don't see how they could hold the ship in place, but they do. The hope that we have in the Lord holds us in place, holds us in him. And we who believe, we are secure in the Lord. Jesus covered the cost for us, and he is our high priest. He died once and for all. He has paid the sacrifice. God is glorified in our faith. Romans 15:13. Oh, did it again. Romans 15 and verse 13. Now the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, that you may abound in hope through the power of the Holy Ghost. It is through the power of the Holy Spirit that we can abound in hope. And when we abound in hope, we are full of joy and peace, no matter the circumstances. And we glorify God when we have peace and joy in the midst of the storm. You don't have to go back to this, but Psalm 71:5. I want to end with this. For thou art my hope, O Lord God. Thou art my trust from my youth. Remember, it is only because of Jesus we are able to say as a psalmist, you are my hope. You are my trust. And that's what I have for tonight. I don't know if anybody has any comments or anything, but I hope you received a blessing out of it. I did study in it. I encourage that you. There is so much more. Yeah. Well, the word is just full of it.